Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, gearing up for Texans-Titans on Sunday. And as we move towards that, and as it's a Thursday, we always get a chance to get this gentleman on the phone. He's my Nigerian-American brethren, former defensive lineman for the Texans and elsewhere in the NFL, and one of the best people that I enjoy speaking to every day. I think he's top three, just ahead of John Lopez. His name is Andy Kalu. What's happening, brother?
What's going on? You know what? I feel good. My head is growing with that introduction.
Man, he said ahead of John Lopez.
Yeah, that's right. Figgies 2-1. Andy Sue.
Dang. I think we need to start there.
Obviously, Andy.
Hold on. You didn't say who's number one. Is it Strawberry from Onyx? Who's number one?
I'm gonna say it's the big boss lady because she's the one who pays me. That's how that works.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Make sure that money
smart
is
man.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
that's
just
right.
A kiss ass. That's it.
All right. So clearly, I want to get this out of the way so that we can talk a little bit football. But the CJ Gardner-Johnson of everything. I mean, it came out of nowhere. I'm interested for you. Like, have you been in a circumstance where? And of course, we don't even know what fully has happened in the locker room, but. Can you take us into like what that feeling is and how you're trying to navigate when you have a player that might be kind of going into business for themselves frequently, especially with defense, which is such a team construct, even more so than offense?
Oh, I like how you said going into it for themselves. As a defender, I've played with guys, you know, that did that where they said, you know what, screw the play. I'm trying to get my sacks. I'm trying to get my bonus. And, you know, you kind of keep your mouth shut and you cover for them until it becomes a problem to where you're looking bad. So, like, with defensive backs, you sometimes have the nearest defensive back to the receiver looks like he's the one who blew the coverage when in reality he was just trying to cover for somebody else. When that happens too often, you best believe that there's conversations in the locker room like, hey, man, get your man because I'm not going to be sitting here looking bad in front of everybody because I'm trying to cover for you. Where I played in the trenches, Reggie, you can hide it a little more. But anybody that's played in the league for over 3 years, you've definitely played with a guy who was definitely out for his, and that's all he wanted.
You know, the interesting thing to it about it to me, Andy, and you've been in this seat. I mean, you've played the game where you analyze and people say something and you try to postulate on what's what. I just found it interesting. You know, D'Amico did my decision. We're moving on, which was expected. But C.J. Stroud and Kalen Bullock were asked about it, and they both kind of intimated, yeah, we didn't feel that. We didn't feel like – and I'm paraphrasing, but said, you know, we didn't feel like it was a bad – you know, he was a bad teammate or anything. Do you think that's just covering for him? Because that was pretty specific.
Yeah, I don't know exactly because I didn't hear it. And, you know, for whatever reason, I didn't hear those two quotes. But very rarely are players going to publicly talk down on somebody, especially after he's been cut. So my thought is when that happens, even if a player who's being interviewed, who's still on the team, even if they believe like, man, this guy had to go, like mm-hmm. this guy was a cancer in the locker room. He was the defense was breaking down because of him. And I'm not saying this is the case, but I'm saying if that is the case, they're not going to say it publicly. Like there's still, you know, there's still a code. There's still a code where you don't air your dirty laundry out there because one, you're hurting the guy potentially getting a job for somebody else. And two, you just don't want that to happen to you. So even if he was, I mean, I've played with some guys and I've been in a situation where guys were cut. They should have been cut. They went against the grain. They didn't fit in. But once that microphone was put in front of you, you know, you said all the quote unquote right things.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Andy Kalu here in the Loop. And Andy, now I was actually talking about this with John, because it seems like, you know, a lot of the reports that we've gotten, obviously talking about the big blown plays that were given up, in part because C.J. Gardner-Johnson reportedly was not where he was supposed to be. And I was like, that kind of felt to me like when you're driving in a car, maybe back in the day, because I wonder how much this still exists, and you're like, I smell something. There's something wrong with the car and you can't place. And then you look down and you see, oh, I've been driving with the parking brake on, and now I know what's been causing that. Have you had that feeling with this defense? Now going forward, do you feel like now that we've possibly identified what the kind of oddness is with this defense, that everything's going to be back to good, or is there still maybe some little small concerns with certain things?
Here's the thing, when I think about the defense, and I'm not just, you know, saying this because I like the guys and I want to see them do well. I don't think defense is a problem. Like, there's no perfect defensive game. Like, a perfect defensive game is 0 yards rushing, 0 yards receiving, 0 touchdowns. And my point in saying that is, yeah, you know, you had some breakdowns in the fourth quarter. You had some plays that you wish you could get back as a defense. But overall, if the defense, if any other team's defense was playing like this, they would be 2-1 or 3-0. You know, I still think that this defense overall is playing well. And there isn't even anything I could point to with the guy that just got released, C.J. Gardner, to say, well, you know what, if he makes that play or if he plays better, then we win the game. It's like, I don't know. If we're scoring 9 points, yeah, 10 points, 19 points, I don't know if C.J. Gardner's, you know, play is the reason why the team is losing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, all right. So that's perfect then, because I was going to ask you, just in a general, broad sense, analyze the Texans' offense. We're 3 weeks in. What are you seeing?
It's what I'm not seeing. I'm not seeing enough, you know, scoring, obviously. Not seeing enough big plays. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and say the guard in play number 3 in the third quarter, he missed his block. I don't know, but that's happening across the board when you're not able to rush, when you're not a threat running the ball, when you're not a threat passing the ball or even protecting your quarterback. This entire offense has to improve. When I look at what you've done against other teams and what other teams did against that team that you play, like, for instance, the Bucks. The Bucks, who are 3-0, they held the Texans to 19 points. Even with their other two victories, the teams that they played scored more than what the Texans did. And we're talking about the Jets. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. The Jets scored 27 on the Bucs in a losing effort, and they hold the Texans to under 20 points. When you look at who was the other team? There's a God dog it. I just looked at it. Mm-hmm. It came across my phone. But there was another team that beat the Texans.
Was it Atlanta?
But No, I'm saying one of the Texans.
Oh, I thought you meant the Bucs.
Was it the Jags or the Rams?
Yeah. So whoever they lost to, the team that beat them, they also beat the Carolina Panthers, and they held the Carolina Panthers to 10 points, and they held the Texans to 10 points. And mm-hmm. I'm like, is that the company you want to be in when you talk about the offense? So I can't really break down the specifics, but one thing that they always coached up and they always preached, even when I was in Philadelphia when we were winning those conference championships, on the offense, Andy Reid always talked about big plays. Like, we need to have 5 explosive plays over 20 yards or more, and we're just not seeing that from the Houston Texans, which is a shame because you have a guy like Nico Collins. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like, and I'm guilty of this, we get so caught up in the preseason about the excitement of the new toys, the young rookie wide receivers, and, you know, we're expecting them to have these huge seasons. They're still rookies. Like, they're still rookies, and you have to count on the guys that are proven, the Christian Kirks of the world. He was injured for the first 2 weeks. The Nico Collins, who, if you target him, he's going to show up. I just want to see John Moore explosive plays from this offense.
Mm-hmm. And, D, were you surprised to only see 15 design runs, 19 rushes total from this Texans team last week in Jacksonville?
Yes. I mean, but what does that say? That means your offensive line is not getting it done. It's, you know, when you talk about a team that's struggling throwing the ball, a team that's struggling protecting the quarterback when he drops back, then you say, okay, let's just run it. So if you're not able to run that ball 20, 30 times a game, it's not just because of the running back. And I've always felt like a good running back could look great behind an offensive line that's getting it done, and an average running back can look good. But if you're only rushing 15, what'd you say, 15 designed runs?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was that low. I remember watching the game and thinking, like, man, they're not running enough. But I didn't know it was – are you 15? Hold on. Let's step back.
Yep.
15 design runs,
19 total rushes, obviously, when you add CJ scrambles.
Wow. Yeah. That's less than four a quarter. So I'm sure a lot of that has to play into them not having the ball. I would love to see their the time they have the ball, because that is slow.
Yeah. What does that do for a defensive line when you have a team that's not running the football against you?
Well, one, you're getting back on the field a whole lot faster, so that doesn't help, because when you have those incompletions, the clock stops, the three and outs, that means you're getting back on the field faster. And when you talk about running the ball, for an offensive lineman, it is equivalent to playing defense in basketball. It's more attitude and heart than it is skill. And that's where you go to when things aren't working. And you say, you know what, for whatever reason, my offensive linemen, they're not getting their pass blocks down. They're not getting their steps down. But I know I got five dogs up front, so we're just going to run the ball. We're just going to push that line of scrimmage. We're going to pick up 4 yards a pop. And until they get their pass blocking down, we're just going to maul these guys. And you're not doing either. So, John, you asked me, and I wish I could have given you like a specific breakdown. Hey, mm-hmm. This is what's wrong with the offense, but it's everything. Yeah. Like, the answer is everything. But I'm still confident, and you have to figure out a way to get it done with the horses you got, because in week four, you're not going to make any huge trades and you're not going to sign any big names that's going to help this offense. So you got to figure it out internally.
Well, you said it's everything. And I want to kind of ask you about, a repercussion of that. Are you worried, or should anybody be worried about losing CJ Stroud confidence wise, mentally, et cetera? Cause it's a pretty long stretch now where he's shown some frustration. I think he had a sit down with D'Amico Ryans this week. Is that something where you would be worried?
The reason why I'm not worried, John, is I remember talking to him as a rookie, like in the preseason before we called his first preseason game. And I remember thinking, like, man, this dude is mature. Mm-hmm. He's wise. I like his outlook. And it's all good when things are going great. You know, everyone is saying the right things, and you can be impressed with someone's leadership qualities. But for him and Will Anderson to be voted captains as rookies, like, to me, that means you're a great leader. And this is when you show that leadership. This is when you show what type of mental toughness you have, what type of leader you have when things are down. It's easy to say all the right things, when you're 2-1, when you're 3-0, and everybody's patting you on the back. The honeymoon phase is over for CJ Stroud. I'm hearing that when I listen to y'all's show, and, you know, when people call in and what I see on social media. But I do feel like he's mature enough, and he has what it takes to get through this storm. And there isn't any better coach, in my opinion. I'm a little bit biased. If you told me, hey, we're going to start a season 0-3, expectations are not going to be met, who's the one guy you want to lead them out of that storm? D'Amico's name will come up. So I'm still confident that the end story is going to be great. Now, in 12 weeks, y'all could be like, man, this dumbass had no idea what he was talking about. But when I think of D'Amico talking to those guys, getting them ready, I'm not concerned. I just think, you know, it's a – you still have, what, 13, 14 more games, the 14 more games, including this game coming up. There's still time to turn this thing around. Now, here's the thing. I hate to be must-win guy this week in the this early in the
please
season.
Please don't. Please don't.
But I hate to be must-win guy. But if our goal is to get to the playoffs, you know, once the playoffs start, you start from scratch. And we know that there's not going to be a wild card coming out of AFC South. You have to win this game. have to win this divisional game against the Titans.
There you go. Must win, John Lopez.
Hey, well, one more thing. Did DeMeco let the Jaguars score late in –
I thought so. Like, I didn't even – to me, it was obvious. Yeah. Like, and as I was watching the game, I was thinking, okay, they got to hurry up and score here so they get the ball back. So I know no coach will ever admit it, but as I was watching the game, I didn't even think it was a controversial – thought. I was just like, okay, they let him score so they could get the ball back.
All I heard from you, Andy, is that the answer is yes if you were asking the question of can DeMeco and this Texans team stand the rain.
Yeah,
that's all I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I forgot who sang that song, Can You Stand the Rain?
Yes. But, New Edition. I just wanted to get that. This is me teeing up the opportunity to say that we will get you that CD.
Wow. How did I? You know, that's why I forgot it, because that heifer stole my
heifer. Don't worry. We've located it. We're putting in the bid to get it in.
We found the heifer.
Okay, I don't think we did that. But we will get you that CD, Andy. We always appreciate you giving us some time. Have a good weekend. Hopefully we get a Texans win this weekend.
All right, y'all keep up the good work.
There it is. N.D. Kalu joining us here in Loop on Sports Radio 6. He says that with reckless abandon, and I love it every time. All right, you're in the Loop. Coming up next is getting to what's popping, including we got some more news, and this is part of the reason why my Astros feelings and my Astros meter is pretty down. We'll talk about that more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.